Welcome to the I Am Shiftable podcast, where each episode you begin to shift your state into your true essence. Every week, Reiki, sound, and meditation masters Lindy and Mars will help you make small shifts through meditation, sound healing, Reiki, yoga nidra, and other mindful modalities so that you can start, continue, or expand your meditative practice and ultimately transform your healing journey. Experience divine bliss and be able to affirm again and again, I am shiftable.
Hello, shifters, and welcome back to episode number 4. I'm your host, Mars.
And I'm your host, Lindy.
We are so grateful and honored to have you back listening today, where we're going to be talking about creating and setting intentions. And before we get started to talk about today's topic and lead you into today's meditation, we have a very exciting announcement that we have been approved on iTunes.
Yay! So exciting.
So please, wherever you are listening to this podcast in the world, whichever platform, we would be so grateful if you hopped on over to iTunes and hit the subscribe button. Our subscriptions are what help people find us in the world, and we welcome you to leave any sort of comment or review on what you think so far about this beautiful podcast, I Am Shiftable. Lindy, as you and I were creating this podcast and talking about what some of the episodes could be, we talked about affirmations, and you said something really cool about kites and air and affirmations and intentions. So I would love to hear that from you again, or for our listeners to experience that. Our show is indeed an affirmation, but what's needed before affirmations?
In my opinion, I think intentions are needed before an affirmation. An intention really is that spark to the flame. It's a spark, and then you have the flame, right? And then I think I mentioned something about the kite in the air, but that was basically was the intention is like a kite, and affirmations are those things that is like the air. It keeps the kite in the air, or these things that we say over and over to support that which we are affirming and the intention, right? So a way to uncover what our intentions are is finding out or discovering what our heart truly desires. And it's really, really important to really identify what our heart desire is. Most people don't understand or don't really realize it. Mm-hmm. And it's not until we get to the space of quiet. I've seen it where in yoga nidra, where they may not know what their heart intention or their heart desire is. And as soon as we go through this guided meditation, all of a sudden, this intention comes to them and it shifts everything in their reality, which is so beautiful to see and so important to be able to understand what intention is from the standpoint of what our heart truly desires.
Absolutely. And the intentions are so incredibly important. So we think about these intentions that we can create for our life, and we can also think about intentions that we can create for our day, because if we're just going through our days blindly, you know, we might have an idea of what we want, but if we haven't actually stated what that intention is, I mean, the universe can be a mixed bag, can't it?
It really can. And if we're not living our life on purpose,
get the mixed bag.
Exactly.
And we use our intentions not only with ourselves, but Lindy, you and I, with our teaching, with our healing modalities, we ask our clients even to think about what their intention is for this Reiki session. Think about what the intention is for your sound baths. I'm sure you ask your recipients in your sound bath to set intentions. And how do you do that? How do you go about doing that?
I like to ask them why they came. When I walk them through a relaxation before the sound bath, I have them go in deep inside themselves and set an intention for their practice that night. And a lot of it is really geared around why they came. What brought them to a sound bath? What brought them to leave their homes and come and experience this deep state of meditation using sound? And it's really interesting, and it's not for anyone else but themselves. It's beautiful to see. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, pleasant reminder. Even if we forget what intention we've set during for the practice or for the day or for the year, for example.
Right. I'm so glad you brought that up, Mars, because this is the thing with setting the New Year's resolution. So we're approaching the new year, 2019, and maybe some of us are going to want to set a New Year's resolution. Say you wanted to lose 10 pounds in the new year. You'll put your intention in place. You'll change your diet. You'll start an exercise program. And then a few days later, a few weeks later, maybe a month into it, it falls away. Why is that? Mm-hmm. Well, when people approach a New Year's resolution, they feel as if they are not whole, having asked for that which they are wanting. So they're coming from this space within themselves of not being whole. They are coming from a space of, when I lose 10 pounds, then I'm going to be fabulous. Instead of coming from a space like when you create a sankalpa in yoga nidra, you're coming from the space of you're already whole. So instead of coming from the space of I am already whole and fabulous, when you create the sankalpa, or they also call it a resolve, you would approach your New Year's resolution of losing 10 pounds using an I am statement, like I am already whole, healthy, happy, and beautiful. And the energy of that will yield itself to be that which you are already, whole, healthy, happy, and beautiful. What you'll find is you'll want to stay on your health program. You'll want to eat more consciously. You'll want to align yourself with that which you are already. So right away, the energy of that starts to shift in ways that it serves you. You are already fabulous. You don't need anything outside of yourself to make you that which you are already. Mars, just before we started recording this episode, you were sharing with me so sweetly your journey with weight loss. You've had 3 beautiful boys. You're a wonderful mother. Tell us a little bit about that.
Thank you. Weight it has always been a thing. You know, we think about New Year's resolutions, and probably 90% of us set them to lose weight. And I have been one of those probably for 20 years of my life of, this year I'm going to lose weight. And I'm among the many that it falls to the wayside come February 15th. That is out the door. I forget what I'm supposed to be doing. And I think that I've had to come to that realization of I am already whole and I am already complete to actually see it work. And I did that this year. So instead of at the beginning of 2018 saying, this year I'm going to lose 20 pounds, I was, 8 months pregnant at the beginning of this year and told that I wasn't going to be able to deliver this third child. I would have to have a C-section. And our midwives who we hired said, no, that's ridiculous. You don't have to have a C-section. You can lose some weight and you'll be okay. You'll be able to deliver this baby. And so I guess, believed them.
Isn't that a blessing that you were able to have people in your corner that were more supporting and more on Team Mars? Because kind of like what this podcast is about, we're going to give you some tools and then you get to propel the best parts of yourself. You get to find out where your inner essence really lies. You get to find out and explore all these beautiful things about yourself.
Lindy, thank you so much for the opportunity to share this story, because I am so excited about what I've been able to accomplish. This year, I can proudly say that I have lost 60 pounds since the beginning of the year. And I believe...
Wow, that's incredible, Mars.
Thank you. And I believe that the only reason I have been able to do so, it wasn't the diet, it wasn't the exercise, it wasn't the belief that I can do so. It was the fact that every time I look in the mirror, I say, wow, I look amazing. I love my body. And I believe myself. And I think that has been the game changer for me to finally start seeing the pounds shed away, is feeling like I am already where I want to be and knowing that I am whole and complete just how I am, even if I'm still 10 pounds over where I want to be. And let me tell you what, the weight continues to fall off magically.
That's amazing. It makes all the difference.
Yes.
Incredible. And thank you so much for sharing that, Mars. So what an amazing ability that we have within us when we understand how energy works, what we're saying and doing to ourselves on a daily basis that pushes things away, and what brings things towards us. Aligning ourselves with our divine essence, We are divine in nature. We are divine creatures. I believe we have all been created in the image of the divine. Once we start understanding that, everything begins to fall into alignment. We don't need anything outside of ourselves. We already have what we need within. We just have to trust. Trust is like the biggest key. We're all divine in nature. We're all kind, loving people. Those that we witness that are not being kind and loving are living really in fear and ego. It's a beautiful process to see as we start shifting into this awakening and becoming more of our spiritual self. I heard this in an interview with Krishna Das, and it really rang such truth to me. They asked him, how do you know when someone is living more consciously? And he said that it's found in the level of kindness that someone has and generates for everyone and all beings.
Yeah, and this goes back to setting intentions. We have an intention in our family that we are kind.
And that's so beautiful, Mars. So the moral of the story today is really, let's just affirm we are all divinely guided, and the more that we can trust that and surrender, more importantly, to that, the easier it is. Everything in the universe is energy and vibration. It all comes back to that. What we put into place is either going to give us a positive or a negative result. And one of the easiest ways to know that you are in the right place is if all of your hairs are standing on end. This is an indicator of your true north.
I love that. Yes. And as you're walking through your life on this path, knowing what your intentions are and being able to check back in with them is so key as you walk through this world, because oftentimes there can be so much clutter and so much noise, and you've got parents who are saying you should be doing this, or you've got friends who are saying you should be doing that, or business partners that are saying, why aren't you doing this? If you know what your true north is, what your intention is, what you are trying to accomplish, and you're able to check back in with that, there can be no question if you're at your path and you're faced with a fork in the road, am I to go this way or am I to go that way? Having that intention to check back in can be your no-brainer answer. Yes, I'm on this right path because this was my intention and this is how I'm accomplishing that.
Right.
So if you're listening to this right now and you're wondering, how on earth can I set an intention? I have no idea if I'm going to be doing it right, because that's part of our intention for our listeners to help answer the question, am I doing this right? We have 5 ways to create and set intentions and to use those intentions. So hang on to your seats, listeners, get out your pen set the intention to come back to this place in the podcast if you are driving right now while listening to it. So we have 5 ways to create and set intentions. Number one being, know your core values. So core values are your drivers for those intentions. Our family has 5. Number one is adventure. Number 2 is family. Number 3 is peace. Number 4 is love. And number 5 is way showing. And so with those, I'm able to set my intentions every day. And they always go back to all of those, or at least a handful of those core values for us. And the funny thing is, knowing those core values, one being adventure, it shows up for us almost every single day. We'll meet people and they'll say, do you want to go on an adventure? And they'll take us up, you know, to see one of the volcanoes. Or we'll be in the grocery store and somebody looks at us and says, what an adventure. And we always giggle to ourselves and we say, yeah, because that's our core value. It's one of our core values. That's what's driving this ship right now, adventure. So knowing your core values can help you be able to set your intention. So you might be asking, well, how the heck do I set my core values? And we'll have a worksheet for that. So if you go to our Patreon page, you can check out patreon.com/IamShiftable to see a worksheet of how to set your core values that can help you. But then also just knowing one word for what drives you. Is it love? Does love drive you? Is it peace? What drives you every day? doesn't have to be a mission statement or a vision statement. What's just one word that keeps you going, that fuels your fire? That can be helpful. Our second list of five here is beginning with the end. So if you think about how you want your day to go, if you were wrapping up the day, what would a perfect day look like for you? Were you kind? Were you patient? Were you peaceful? Did you smile at strangers? It can be as simple as that, beginning with the end. So setting your intention for the day would be a quick story of how your day ended. It's that easy. The third one is believing in those intentions. So seeing it in your mind's eye and actually feeling them. So if you were to accomplish what your intention looked like, what you set your intention to be, what would that feel like? What would success of that feel like? What would manifestation of that feel like? Is it exciting? Is it warm and fuzzy? Is it, like Lindy just said, chills and hair standing up on your arms? What does it look and feel like to actually accomplish that? So that's number three. Number four, once you've created them, is actually using them. So using them, stating them right before you go into meditation. Using them as a mantra during meditation. So if I were to go back to those core values, I do that sometimes. They're my mantras in meditation. I have a little song that I sing to our 8-month-old, Pike, at night that includes those five core values. And then the last one, Lindy, this came from an article that you sent to me from Deepak Chopra, is releasing any attachment to your intention. So setting the intention, knowing what it is, and then releasing it. So if you set your intention for the day and it is that you were kind, you smiled at strangers, you helped everyone that you could help, and you set that intention and you helped it, just release any attachment to it. If you get to the end of the day and you didn't smile at everyone that you saw, that's okay. You set the intention. It was a beautiful thing to do.
Exactly.
Every day it gets better and better. So that makes me think about just for today. For those of you who are listening and you have been attuned to Reiki or you know a little bit about Reiki, Dr. Usui has a daily intention. And this is a good one that I often come back to, is his daily intention. And you may want to do so as well, even if you haven't been attuned to Reiki. And that is, just for today, I will let go of anger. Just for today, I will let go of worry. Today, I will count my many blessings. Today, I will do my work honestly. Today, I will be kind to every living creature. Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah, it really is. It really just sums it all up.
So that's one of my favorites. Before each episode, Lindy and I take a moment to set an intention for our listeners. So we wanted to run through what an intention is, how to create and set them. And so we have set the intention today that you now know what an intention is, how to set and create them. And if you still feel a little bit lost, we hope that you enjoy this yoga nidra that's coming up next. And we are so grateful for you. Thank you for tuning in today. Lindy, thank you for your time.
Thank you for your
time,
Mars.
It's such a pleasure to see your shining face.
And yours.
I love you.
I love you too, sweetie. Till next time.
All right. We love you. Until next time, keep shifting.
Thank you for tuning in and being a part of the material that Marley and I shared with you today. Our intention with this guided yoga nidra meditation is to calibrate yourself to uncover your true north. Along with a core values worksheet, this meditation practice can guide you gently to uncover your deepest heartfelt desires and ultimately your true north.
Welcome to Yoga Nidra. You should be lying on your back, your knees slightly bent and supported. Make sure that you are warm enough and that the position of your body is comfortable enough throughout the duration of the practice. It is best that you remain still during yoga nidra so that both the body and the brain have a chance to fully relax. However, if you become uncomfortable, please feel free to change positions. Allow your eyes to close and keep them closed until the practice has ended. The practice of Yoga Nidra is a practice of yogic sleep that will guide you through a hypnotic state, a state of consciousness between wakefulness and sleeping. Try to remain awake by listening to the sound of my voice. You'll be asked to move your awareness from various bodily sensations, emotions, and images. Try not to concentrate too intensely, as this may prevent you from relaxing. During this meditation, please use and absorb what you need in the moment and leave the rest behind. If the mind becomes overactive with thoughts and worries, just come back to the sound of my voice. Become aware of any sounds you hear in this moment. Nothing else but what you can hear without strain. Begin to focus on the most distant sounds that you can hear. Let your sense of hearing radiate outward, searching out these distant sounds, and follow them for a few moments. Move your attention from sound to sound without labeling the source. Gradually bring your attention to closer sounds. The sounds outside the building. The sounds outside the room. Without opening your eyes, visualize the four walls in this room. Visualize the ceiling. The floor. Visualize your body lying on the floor. Visualize your body lying on the floor. Visualize the position of your body. The position of your clothes. Your hair. Your face. Become acutely aware of the existence of your physical body lying on the floor. Now become aware of the natural breath. Become aware of your natural and spontaneous breath that moves in and out of your body without any effort. The natural breath flows in through the nostrils. Notice the feeling of the breath as it comes in the nose. And notice the feeling of the breath as it leaves the nose. Notice the sense of coolness as you inhale, and notice the sense of warmth as you exhale. Follow the feeling in your nose, into your sinuses, into the back of the throat, and into the lungs. Notice the sense of warmth as you exhale the breath. Feel the breath on your upper lip as you breathe out. Just noticing. Now draw in a long, slow inhalation, followed by a longer and slower exhalation. Another long inhalation, followed by another longer and slower exhalation. Allow yourself to follow your inhalation in this manner a few more breaths as I explain a little bit about setting intentions in Yoga Nidra. Setting an intention in Yoga Nidra is also called making a resolve, and in Sanskrit is referred to setting a sankalpa. A sankalpa comes from this radical premise that you are already who you need to be to fulfill your life's dreams. All you need to do is focus your mind, connect to your deepest heartfelt desires, and channel the divine energy within. The practice of Yoga Nidra begins now. At this moment, you should make your sankalpa or your resolve. The sankalpa should be a short, positive statement in simple language. Try to discover one naturally. Ask yourself, what does my heart desire? and wait for the answer, allowing yourself just to be in ease of listening for the answer. Once you have your heart's longing desire statement, repeat it 3 times with intention and with feeling. The sankalpa that you make in yoga nidra plants a seed in fertile soil of the mind, bringing transformation and healing. Also say to yourself, I am now practicing yoga nidra. I am awake and I am aware. We will now begin a systematic journey of sensory awareness throughout the body. You will move your awareness to different parts of your body as soon as you hear them named. Please say the name of the part of your body and feel that part of the body, but do not move any part. The practice begins on the right side. Bring your awareness to your right thumb. Notice the sensations. Second finger. Third finger. Fourth finger. Fifth finger. Become aware of the palm of the right hand, the back of the right hand, the right wrist, forearm, elbow, upper arm, the right shoulder, armpit, the right waist, hip, thigh, the right knee, the right calf, ankle, heel, sole of the right foot, top of the right foot, the right big toe, the second toe, third toe, fourth toe, fifth toe. Become aware of your left thumb. Notice the sensations. Second finger, third finger, fourth finger, fifth finger, palm of the left hand, back of the left hand, the left wrist, the left forearm, the left elbow, the upper arm, the left shoulder, armpit, the left waist, hip, thigh, knee, the left calf, ankle, heel, sole of the right foot, top of the right foot, the left big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, fifth toe. Now go back to the back of the body. Become aware of the right heel, the left heel, the right calf, the left calf, the right thigh, left thigh, the right buttock, the left buttock, the lower back, the middle back, the upper back, the entire spine. Feel the entire spine. Feel the right shoulder blade, left shoulder blade, back of the neck, back of the head. Bring your awareness to the top of the head, the forehead, the right temple, left temple, the right ear, left ear, the right eyebrow, left eyebrow, middle of the eyebrows, the middle of the eyebrows, the right eye, the left eye, the right nostril, left nostril, the right cheek, left cheek, the upper lip, lower lip, both lips together, the chin, the jaw, the throat, right collarbone, left collarbone, right side of the chest, left side of the chest, upper abdomen, navel, lower abdomen, right groin, left groin, the pelvic floor. Now bring your awareness to the whole right leg, the whole right leg. Bring your awareness now to the whole left leg, the whole left leg, the whole right arm. Feel the whole left arm, the whole face, the whole head, the whole torso. Become aware of the whole torso, the whole body. Feel the energy in the whole body. Now imagine your whole body becoming light. So light as though the body could float away from the floor towards the ceiling. The head is light and weightless. The limbs are light and weightless. The torso is light and weightless. The whole body is light and weightless. You are rising higher and higher away from the floor. Now imagine that the body is becoming heavy. Feel the heaviness in all parts of the body. Each part is becoming heavier and heavier and heavier. The head is heavy. The limbs are heavy. The torso is heavy. The whole body feels heavy. So heavy that it feels as if your body is sinking into the floor. Now awaken the experience of cold in the body. Experience this chilly cold permeating the entire body. Imagine being outside in the winter without enough clothing. You feel this chill permeating the entire body, awakening this experience of cold throughout the entire body. Now allow the sensation of warmth to spread throughout the entire body. Remember the feeling of the heat in the middle of summer, being outside in the sun without any shade. You feel heat radiating onto your skin, heat all over the entire body, heat all over the entire body. Now recall the experience of anxiety, intense anxiety and worry. Feel the stress in the mind and the body, but do not concentrate on its source. Create the experience of anxiety as clearly as possible. Now allow the feeling of complete calm to envelop you. Manifest the experience of calm in the entire mind, body, and emotions. You are relaxed and aware. You are completely calm. Now begin to concentrate on the space in front of the closed eyelids. Imagine before your transparent screen as though you were at the movie theaters. The screen is as high and as wide as the eyes can see. Concentrate on this mind screen and become aware of any phenomenon that manifests within it. Colors, patterns, and light. Whatever you see in this manifesting state of your mind, continue awareness of this space, but do not become involved. Practice detached awareness only. If any subtle images make themselves known, simply notice them without directing the images. If thoughts occur, let them come and go, but continue watching the dark space. Continue this with detached awareness only. Now, a number of different things will be named, and you should envision them on the level of emotion, memory, and imagination as best you can. Jump from image to image as soon as you hear it. Red desert. Peacock feather. Buddha meditating, doctor's office, a good night's rest, full moon, your reflection in a mirror, foggy morning, waiting for results, sun shining overhead, bouquet of flowers, tall tree, receiving help from others, cool, clear water, making appointments, a relaxing afternoon, laughing with friends, a warm embrace, burning candle, temple on a mountain, path in the woods, vibrant sunset, taking a deep breath, cat stretching, a beautiful garden path, your favorite song, the sound of my voice, your body lying on the floor. It is time to repeat your Sankalpa. Please repeat the same statement made in the beginning of the practice 3 times mentally now. Now slowly begin to bring your awareness back into the room. Become aware of the 4 walls, the ceiling, the floor. Become aware of your body lying on the floor. And become aware of your breath. Slowly breathing in and slowly breathing out. When you're ready, begin to move your fingers and your toes. Circular motions with your wrists and your ankles. And then when you're ready to move your body, roll over to the right side and allow yourself to lie there for a moment in stillness. Thank you for joining us in this practice of Yoga Nidra. Whenever it guides you, come back to this recording and practice Yoga Nidra. Namaste.
Grateful you chose to exchange your energy during our time together today. If you would like to take your practice deeper with guidance on things like unifying your breath, mastering meditative postures, and a variety of meditations, you can become a Patreon member by signing up at patreon.com/IAmShiftable. That's patreon.com/IAmShiftable. Until next week, enjoy every shift, my love.